came in here for a quick interview. That's all, you'll find that on the Phoenix FM website if you just type in UB40. And they was on stage. I was doing stage at the time. So and they'd done a Wicked set. I mean, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong with UB40. But I can't believe that they split, because UB40 is Ali Campbell, really.
Yeah,
and but they split, and they were touring without him.
Yeah, and the two brothers, it is, and then the other brothers got UB40. So you actually got two separate UB40 bands.
Yeah.
But of course, the Ali Campbell one is the one that you really want, because he's the vocal.
Yeah,
front.
I mean, you just see that little face, don't you? Every time you think of UB40, you see his little face.
His little face, bless him.
But he does feature Ali Campbell this tour.
That's it.
Yeah, he's in it. He's okay, but not a lot of people know this. But Ali and Robin Campbell's father, do you know who he was?
No.
He was a Scottish folk singer, Ian Campbell, who was one of the most important figures of the British folk revival in the 1960s.
No, I wouldn't have known that.
Not a lot of people know that. Am I getting good at him?
You're
now?
You're getting better.
No, am I getting
better and better.
Go on, you have a go at him.
Not a lot of people know that. It's too Essexy, isn't it? That's the thing.
Not a lot of people know that. Know this. What did he say, this or that?
Not a lot of people know
We're
that.
We're going to have to swat him.
Yeah.
Okay. It only takes a minute to swat him.
Nicely done.
Okay. That's my next song. It only takes a minute. Take that. It only takes a minute,
it only takes a minute, girl.
was It Only Takes a Minute. Take That. It was UK number 7, 1992, and I'm playing it from singer Mark Owen's birthday, which was on the 27th of January. I'll try not a lot of people. I'll give it up. Okay. Take That originally had only two members, Gary Barlow and Mark Owen. Mm. And at that time, they called themselves... Do you know what they were called?
That.
No. Take. No. They were called the Cutest Rush.
Yeah, that would never have worked, would it?
That would never have worked. But when Robbie Williams, Howard Donald and Jason Orange joined, they changed their name to Kick It, before changing it again to Take That and Party, and then finally Take That. And although Gary had been singing in clubs since the age of 15, Mark had no prior performing experience and had been working in a bank, which was a good job.
Yeah. They've all done well, haven't they?
No, they have done well. And they're still performing only as a trio, Gary Barlow, Mark Owen and Howard Donald. And they have a new album, This Life, which was released last November. And they're going to be embarking on a European tour starting in April in the UK. And the nearest Essex dates will be the O2 from the 25th of April to the 3rd of May.
Yeah, that's right. They had the album went down really well. They wasn't going to do any more tours, and they suddenly got the urge again. So out they come.
How can you not want to do the tours when you get that sort of reaction?
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. From an audience. Oh my God, I'd be doing it all the time.
I think that it's one of those things where you think you're going to become less popular because you're getting old. You think, should we keep doing it? And then the public loved it. They love their new albums, all going well. So they thought, well, here we go.
Not only that, guess who's joining them on their UK leg of the tour?
Is it Robbie?
Nope. Ollie.
Oh yes.
Ollie Murs,
yeah. But that's because...
Well, I love him as well. Yeah. He's brilliant. Yeah.
Because he's obviously just come off The Voice, isn't he, now? He was doing The Voice, but he's off The Voice now.
So probably because he's working.
Yeah, I think one of the people that was on The Voice, I think they actually was going to go upstage with Ollie as well. Because one of the contestants, I think. So, it'll be rammed up there.
Both of them. Yeah. Fantastic. Are you going?
I might go up the stage with them, yeah. I'm dressed as Elvis.
No, you've got to be dressed as the troll.
The troll, yeah. Or one of the Pointer Sisters, that really put
them
off.
That's it. No, that's the one. Pointer Sisters.
I'm
one
so
of their
excited.
Numbers.
Like, what the hell are you doing?
It works really well. Okay, I'm going to play this next number. I love this. I just came across it. This is Blues Boogie Jam, John Lee Hooker, Carlos Santana and Etta James.
Are you ready? Let's do the boogie. Shout, shout.
Blues Booby Jam, John Lee Hooker, Carlos Santana and Etta James. Well, we didn't get to Etta James because it goes on for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's quite long.
But isn't it great? We were just discussing about how they just jammed, like everyone just joins in effortlessly.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, yeah. when you think, you know, they're all, obviously they're all professional musicians, but you got the mouth organ, harmonicas, you've got the guitar, you've got obviously the vocal from him, and you put it together. It's a really, really classy blues track, but they make it sound like they just all got together and they're sitting there, just, you know.
Yeah, they did, but that's what they did. I mean, they're just joining in.
Yeah,
I mean, it was recorded, where was it, recorded at Fillmore Auditorium, San Francisco, live, 1986. And I'm playing it for what would have been Etta James' birthday, although we didn't get to it. I love Etta James. But when I came across this, I thought, John Lee Hooker, I used to listen to his music back in the day. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Love that.
His track was on the Budweiser advert. That's all I remember.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's because it's beer.
Yes, this is.
And sometimes Tony sneaks off after his show, but I've stopped him doing that now because he's with me to the pub before he goes home.
Oh, I've sadly missed them, the pub.
I bet they're missing you. Okay, let's play a steps number. This is What the Future Holds.
Tension breaks, and if the surface tension breaks, then I will pull my pain and more. Then my heart stops, what will it take? 'Cause if it breaks, 'cause if it does, I'll turn to dust. 1 foot in the past,
was What the Future Holds. Steps 2020 was UK number 10. And Steps are, of course, Fate Oza, Claire Richards, Lisa Scott Lee, Ian H. Watkins and Lee Latchford Evans. And I'm playing it for Lee Latchford Evans' birthday, which is today, the 28th of Jan. And I actually did panto with Lee.
Oh, did you?
Before he was singing, he was one of my boys. You know, I was playing bad baddie, and you usually get, you know, a couple of henchmen or boys that sort of.
Can you remember what one it was?
I can't remember which one it was, but I think I came on in a Shay Long, you know, and they brought me on, they did my bidding, really, basically.
You was the baddie, obviously.
I'm the baddie, I'm always as the baddie. Always. Lots and lots of booze. And also, I work with the lovely Faye Tozer, who's absolutely brilliant. She's so talented. And myself and Louise, my daughter, we did a play called The Naked Truth.
All right.
And it was about all these women that go to pole dancing classes to keep fit. Yeah, it was keep fit. And it was absolutely brilliant. And there was the other actresses were Amy Drake, Eve Burley, Lucy McCormick and Sasha Cairns. And it was directed by Lisa Riley from Emmerdale.
Yeah. How long ago was this? Was you still here? Was you here then? I think I remember.
Maybe.
I remember you, because I remember you mentioned
about it.
Rachel Rock, yeah.
Yeah. And it was such a good show. Like to do that one again, actually, because it was fun. But back to Steps. Steps reformed for the third time in 2020 when they released the album from which this is the title track. But they've recently been on a break pursuing individual projects. Faye Tozer was touring in 42nd Street. And Claire Richards has released a solo album, Euphoria. And Ian H. Watkins has been honing his presenting skills, doing TV documentaries. So they all keep working, and I think that's really good. Because even when I was working with Faye in the show, you know, they were getting themselves together to do another show. And they do; they pack out. And I love this record.
Yeah, a lot of them come in on the back of the 80s bands and 90s bands that are coming back in, so to speak. So,
but they've still got a big following.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they had some great hits as well, didn't they?
Yeah. And also, there was a new Steps musical called Here and Now. So this is how inventive they are. And it's full of Steps songs, and it's been produced by the band. And the musical will open at the Alexander Theatre, Birmingham, and run from the 9th to the 24th of November. And the story is about friendship, romance and community, and follows the lives of workers and patrons of a seaside superstore.
That sounds good.
That sounds good. It sounds like good fun. And they're going to release the details on casting and tour dates soon, so watch this space.
Yeah, they're not touring this year, because I looked earlier, but I mean, as I say, it was in the 90s.
It's going to open. Oh, no, but the musical, they're obviously working on this musical, I should think, and that's from the 9th.
Yeah, hence why they're not touring.
Well, from the 9th to the 20th, but it's not until the end of next year. Right at the end. That's a long way off. But anyway, shall I play a Teddy Swims number?
Yeah.
This was the one I was going to play last week, but Tony had already played it. So
I nearly played it. It was in the charts, but I didn't. I skipped over it.
No, he skipped over it. He played the new one out
by
Teddy Swims. But this is recommended by my daughter Louise, who said he's brilliant. So this week I'm going to play Lose Control, Teddy Swims.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me? Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is, I want your body like a feeling, like a bad habit. It's hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic.
addict. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict. And I need some relief. My skin and your teeth can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees, darling, please. Oh,
Control, Teddy Swims, 2023 was UK number 6, and this was chosen by my daughter Louise because she said he's got a great voice, and it's the lead single from Teddy Swims' debut album called I've Tried Everything But Therapy, and he tends to blend R&B, soul, country and pop to get his unique sound, and first found fame performing and attracting fans on YouTube. He's also collaborated with several other artists, including Paloma Faith on her remix of Only Love Can Hurt Like This and Meghan Trainor on her Bad For Me single. He is brilliant, but it's like you were saying, he does sound like Rag and Bone a bit.
Yeah, looks like him, sounds like him. It's an American version.
So who copied who?
That is the question.
That is the question. Yeah. But I love his sound, but I see what you mean, because if I didn't know, that could be Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, so if you close your eyes, it's kind of, and you listen to it, you think, wow, it can be.
Similarities.
But even the songs and the tempo of them are very similar. But yeah, he's doing really well.
Maybe they should get
well
together.
He's got his other tracks doing well when the charts just come out, so big things.
That's the one you played today.
Yeah, yeah. He's only in his 30s, the chap. He actually looks a little bit older when you see his photo, but I think Rag and Bone Man's much the similar age, so they share.
Well, we like both of them.
Yeah, we share a lot. They share a lot.
Rag and Bone next week.
I'm only human.
After all, really?
I can't sing giant though because I'm only titchy. Look a bit weird, wouldn't it?
No, you can't sing that one. Okay, let's do an Alicia Keys number. This is Falling.
I keep on falling. Oh,
all in Alicia Keys, 2001, and I'm playing it for Alicia's birthday, which was on the 25th of January. She writes and produces all her songs, and she's an accomplished musician, and she first learnt to play classical piano as a child. And in order to keep her voice in tip-top condition, guess what she does, Tom?
I've got no clue.
Not a lot of people know. She melts a handful of gummy bears in hot water.
Yeah, I would have thought that would be good for you. But
the glycerine in them soothes her throat. As long as it's plus, not, she says it means she can have gummy bears whenever she likes.
As long as it's not nitroglycerine, I suppose. It's not.
She could give an explosive performance.
Go out with a bang.
Oh, no, it's going to get worse. Alicia and her husband, Kasim Dean, have just announced their first exhibition of art, the Dean Collection. So obviously they're art collectors. But one of the best paintings, you must know this from Allo Allo, obviously.
The Fallen Madonna with the big boobies.
That's the one by that master knocker painter, Van Klomp. And guess what's on tonight?
Yeah, could it possibly be Hello, Hello?
Hello, Hello. Wee, wee. 4 episodes of Hello, Hello on Yesterday Channel tonight from 8 o'clock. So if you fancy a laugh, tune in. I love watching them again. You know, and you forget, because we did quite a lot, nearly 90 episodes.
Do you remember all the bits when you
see
it? No,
because then you watch them again, you go, oh my God, I forgot that. You know, and then, oh, did I do that? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you know, and some of the, yeah, it is, because you're wrapped up in doing it. And you're not seeing everyone else's performance either, you know, so until you see it in its entirety.
Oh, yeah, because you film it in your bits.
Yeah, you're filming your bits. Mm. You're only concentrating on your bits, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And seeing bits and other bits. And bits. So the ones on tonight is Who's for the Vatican, The Bank Job, Communists in the Cupboard, and Forged Franks and Fish Sellers.
That's about it.
Oh, I hope it's the fish sellers makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Von Schmalhausen going, get your fresh vonkles here. It's supposed to be winkles, right?
I don't know how you could get through that laughing. Because they must have had to do a load of takes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Sometimes you just couldn't get it together.
Oh, funny.
But fresh vonkles, that got me. Okay, let's play a Pink Floyd number. This is Another Brick in the Wall.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in
in the wall. Pink Floyd was UK number one, and I'm playing it for Pink Floyd's founder, member and drummer, Nick Mason, CBE. And his birthday was on the 27th of January. The band formed in 1965 and were together for 49 years, and Mason played on every one of their albums. But about this song, the Department of Education at the time called them scandalous, with Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher reportedly hating this song because they did the video, wasn't it? And the children on the track came from a school in Islington, and the school was chosen because it was close to the recording studio. And the teachers weren't too impressed that the children were singing anti-school songs. But they did receive £1,000 and a platinum disc by way of compensation.
It was a front page of their on their album as well, wasn't it, The Brick?
Yeah. I mean, it's such a good song. But Margaret Thatcher really didn't like it, because she was a former education minister.
Yeah, didn't go down too well.
Yeah, that was it. Okay, should we do some shout-outs?
Yeah.
Go on, Tony, what have you got?
Right, we've got Napoleon Solo, Bob Matthews, Richard Myers, Ian Brown, Peter Markley, the Warwickshire First Aid Training, hello to you. We've got Ross Thompson, Spinking Six, Ray Nichols, Kevin Baxter, Martin Worrell, Joe 0603, Ken Jeffs, Ray Watts, Craig Robinson, David W, Doug Matthews, Paul Foggott. We have got Five Star, hello to you, David C, Matthew Harris, Mickey Avalanche, Carry On Laughing, Emma Louise Webb, and Mary Stewart.
And I've got some lovely messages. Ken Wiseman, Sunday wouldn't be the same without you. Thank you, Ken. Trevor Wallett will be listening. Always do. John Courtier, have a great show. It's always good fun. Ronnie Rixinger, looking forward to listening again here in Leipzig. Oh, welcome, Ronnie. Rich Nightingale, an essential listen. Peter Dawson, good luck with your show. William Southall, bring on the Vix Mix. Charlie Osbaldiston, always excited. As usual, I'll be there. David Orr, unmissable as ever. Danny Finucane, looking forward to hearing it. Andrew Hemmons, Hunging Van Utswald, says, have a great weekend. Christoph Drudge, I'll be there. Chris Dussettler, have a great show. Love the sounds. Lexi Allen, so excited for the show. A nice earned rest after four panto shows this week at our local drama group in Bristol. I hope you had a good time, Lexi. Steve D., St. D., Happy Radio, and we got some Martin McHugh. He said you're lucky, Tony. Maybe debatable. I'll ask him off air. And I've got some lovely comments from Monkey, Mark Hunter, Keith Lane, Russell Consul, Alan Polkey, Barry Saunders, Michael Kjeltson, Craig Burns, Stephen Gray, Michael Reed, Phil Parry, Stuart Webster, Perry Neal, Bernard Dunbar, Christopher Carlson, Edred Williams, Graham Steed, Mark Tatram, Thomas Pater and Phil Parry. Thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous. Okay, I'm going to play an Iron Maiden number this time. And it's not really, Iron Maiden's not really my sort of songs. I like bluesy, funky. But I found a bluesy Iron Maiden song. This is Nodding Donkey Blues. Soon. All right, here we go.
was big, she was fucking huge, enormous. He could have sailed the Hindenburg to her legs and never even had a landing permission, huh?
Was Nodding Donkey Blues, Iron Maiden, 1992. And I'm playing it for Nigel Wright, who requested something by Iron Maiden. Well, that was a bit different, Nigel, so I hope you liked that one. And I'm also playing it for guitarist Janet Gurr's birthday, which was on the 27th of Jan. And the current lineup of Iron Maiden are Steve Harris, Dave Murray, Adrian Smith, Bruce Dixon, Nico McBrain, and Janet Gurr's. And Nico McBrain used to come to a lot of the Heritage Do's. He was like a regular, used to come every time we had a lunch, he used to come, and he was great. I mean, lovely bloke. And he once had a drum off with Sooty in a Sooty and Sweet show.
A drum off,
yeah, brilliant, with Sooty. I mean, that would be funny. And Bruce Dickinson is a qualified pilot and frequently flies the tour plane. And the band once crashed a wedding reception after a few drinks and got up on the stage and performed an impromptu gig. And Steve Harris is a diehard West Ham fan.
Yeah.
So Paul would be really
elated. He would be elated at that.
But there's no game for the boys this week.
No, all FA Cup games today.
All FA Cups. How did Ipswich do? Because I was in Ipswich for Panto. Do we know?
I don't know. Okay. There's quite a few games today.
So. Don't worry, Tony. Should we play a Sister Sledge number? This is Thinking of You. Sledge, 1984, and it was written by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, and it's from the album We Are Family. And Nile Rodgers considers this album the Chic Organisation's greatest achievement, with this track being the icing on the cake. And the girls will be touring in the UK from June this year. That'd be worth
it. Yeah, it'd be really good.
Yeah, that'd be really good. Okay, should we do a Bee Gees number?
Yeah.
Ready for this?
Yep.
You're going to groove on down to this one. This is Nights on Broadway. 1975, and this song is Barry Gibb when he first sang falsetto, and after singing falsetto it became a permanent feature of the Bee Gees repertoire. And actually I used to work with Robin Gibb because he was the president of the Heritage Foundation before me.
Oh, right.
And he was just amazing. He was just such a lovely bloke.
Not a lot of people,
no. A lot of people, no. No, and his wife used to come to the lunches and everything, and she was lovely, and we used to go to his. She'd hold parties at their house to raise money for charity, and also he started the foundation to raise money for Bomber Command Memorial, which, because they were never recognised in the war, and he started it with the chap that ran the Heritage, and it was David Graham, and they started, and actually it culminated in this beautiful statue in Green Park of the Flying Boys, and the Queen opened it, and it was like 70 years that they hadn't been recognised, you know, all the Pathfinders, and it was just, you know, big occasion, and Robin Gibb started that. So even he was a lovely bloke, great voice, but also he did that, which I think is amazing. So well done to Robin. So sadly not with us anymore, but should we do a Tina Turner number now?
Yes,
this is for my Louise. This is Nutbush City Limits. Nutbush City Limits, I Can Tina Turner, 1973, was UK number 4, the biggest hit Tina had that she wrote herself. And also I'm playing it for my lovely Lulu. And also my niece, Susie, went to see the musical this week, and she said it was absolutely brilliant. And it's at the Aldwych Theatre. So I've seen it, but I want to go and see it again.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Apparently the girl, the role of Tina is played by Caris Anderson, who has been nominated as Best Takeover Artist at the What's On Stage Awards. So I want to see her in it, because apparently she is phenomenal.
Yeah, I've not seen it. It's on my wish list, to be honest.
Yeah, you want to see it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Should we go together, Tom?
Yeah, why not?
You can hold my hand. The real Tina was actually raised in Nutbush, a small town in Tennessee, and she remains one of the best-selling solo artists of all time, quite right too. And guess what birth sign she is?
Not Leo, is it?
No.
Aries.
Sagittarius. Yeah. Guess what I am?
Yes, obviously.
I do a mean impersonation. Okay, let's play a James Brown number. Right, this is it. This is what you've got to do now, Tone. Should we dance to this one?
Yeah, why not?
Come on, get up off of that thing. James Brown, 1976. And we did get up off of that thing.
Yeah, briefly.
Everyone in the studio was booging on down there. He was inspired to write this while performing in a club in Fort Lauderdale. The audience were just sitting, listening, looking depressed when Brown had been working his hardest to entertain them. How could they just sit there and listen to his sort of music? Unbelievable. And they wouldn't get up and dance. So he yelled at them, get up off of that thing and dance, you'll feel better.
And there you have it.
And there you had it, which led to this song, which was brilliant. And Brown told his producer and sound engineer to roll the tape. And they were staggered that none of the group of musicians had played this song before. And it was a hit. Brown sang it twice, then declared, that's a hit. And it was. Okay, that's it. I can't believe we've run out of time. Yeah, you've been listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thank you for twiddling the flashing, flashing knobs, Tony.
I'm getting good at it, aren't I?
You're getting really good. And, and to Nikki for helping with the research, and all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's Claire Gervaux and Natalie Bayes with the Fabulous Arts Programme. And this week saw the announcement of the Oscar nominations, in which Maestro, the Leonard Bernstein biopic, was nominated for 7 Oscars. And it's also the brilliant Chita Rivera, who starred in Bernstein and Sondheim's fabulous West Side Story. She's celebrated her 91st birthday this week. So I'm playing out with Chita's show-stopping performance of America from that fabulous musical, West Side Story. Have a great week, everyone.
Island of tropical breezes. I'll wait. of San Juan. I know a boat you can get on.
Hundreds of flowers in full bloom.
Hundreds of people in each room.
Automobile in America. Chromium tea in America. Wire for we in America. Very big deal in America.
San Juan.
If there's a road you can drive on,
I'll give my cousins a free ride.
How you get all of them inside?
Immigrant goes to America. Many hellos in America. Nobody knows in America. Puerto Rico in America.
To keep clean.
I like the shores of America. Comfort is yours in America. Knock on the door in America. Wall to wall roads in America.